Beijing's presentation room at the Palace Hotel in Lausanne features 3D interactive models of three Olympic venues in Beijing, as well as pictures of Beijing's suburban district of Yanqing and the city of Zhangjiakou in Hebei, which is designated as a co-host city for Beijing's bid. The display also allows visitors to go on a virtual train ride through the venues.IOC member Richard Peterkin from St. Lucia says the technology Beijing has used for the display is very impressive.
Beijing, as I expected, has much better use of technology. And so you were able to get a good, with the virtual reality masks, an experience of what it would be like to be in a bullet train. All very clever and you know, very, very well done.
As part of Beijing's plan, there will be a high-speed railway network in place by 2019, which will link the three Olympic areas with trains that can reach speeds of some 350 kilometers per hour. Beijing's sole competitor for the bid, the Kazakh city of Almaty, has also put on a presentation of its own. IOC member Alex Gilardi from Israel says both potential bidders appear excited about the prospect of hosting the Winter Games.
For me, it's less important to look at models and videos. I am more interested in the passion of the people. And you can feel that these two bids have people who are driven by great passion. I was also very impressed by the fact that 87% of the citizens of Kazakhstan support the Olympic bid and 92% of the people of China support this bid. So this is a big vote of confidence in the Olympics.
Wang Hui, spokesperson for the Beijing Bid Committee, says they've achieved what they've set out to do in Lausanne.
I think we've had an effective communication and exchange of ideas with the IOC members. We've expounded on the vision of our bid, and I believe the IOC has now learned more about our plan. There are only 50 days before the vote.We must do a better job during this key period.
The IOC will choose the host city for the 2022 Winter Games during a secret ballot vote in Malaysia on July the 31st. For CRI, this is Chen Shanming.